Now, if you're an undocumented immigrant and want to go to college, a lot depends on which state you live in. For example, California offers undocumented students in-state tuition and state aid. In parts of the South, it's a very different scenario. Sasha Aslanian has our story from Georgia.
Arturo Martinez is home after a day working construction with his dad. 5 years ago, when he graduated from high school, this wasn't where he saw himself.
Senior year, you know, I had a lot of friends who, during the finals, they would be excited to show off their acceptance letters, where they were going to go, and they would ask me, why are you not going to college? I mean, you're so smart, you can go to, you know, Georgia Tech or UGA.
Martinez wanted to attend the University of Georgia or Georgia Tech and study computer science, but he couldn't. That's because Martinez crossed the border illegally from Mexico with his family when he was 8. After high school, Martinez applied for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. It let him stay and work temporarily, but he still can't enroll in Georgia's top colleges. At others, he'd have to pay out-of-state tuition.
I can't afford, even if I had 2 jobs.
Then he heard about something called Freedom University. It's modeled after Freedom Schools from the Civil Rights era. Martinez took free college prep classes at Freedom U and was inspired by mentors like Charles Black, who led the Atlanta student movement in the early 1960s. Black grew up in Florida.
There was no college in Miami that I could attend because of my race. None.
Black came to Atlanta to attend Morehouse College, a historically black college. Legal segregation still governed life in the South.
It was illegal for blacks and whites to sit together in a place of public assembly. You couldn't use the same taxicabs. The hospital had separate ambulances for blacks and whites. I mean, all these things were the law, you know. Just like this is the law now that we're fighting against.
At age 76, Black now works with Freedom University, teaching civil disobedience tactics that helped topple Jim Crow. One of the group's main targets is the Georgia Board of Regents. It's approved policies to restrict college access for undocumented students. In February, students protested at the Regents' monthly meeting. The cops told them to leave.
If you do not disperse immediately, you will be arrested. Your choice.
The students file out. Protester Arisbeth Sanchez says under President Donald Trump, going to jail is too risky. It could mean deportation.
My heart was racing just because the police were, like, ready.
But not everyone agrees that excluding undocumented students from some colleges is equivalent to segregation.
Ah, Jim Crow's back. Hooray.
One of Freedom University's biggest opponents is a man named D.A. King. He runs an advocacy group called the Dustin Inman Society that favors strict enforcement of immigration laws. King says that's not Jim Crow.
For people to take the struggle of black Americans to obtain their constitutional rights and compare it to illegal aliens demanding amnesty and access to America that they do not deserve or nor have they earned makes me sick to my stomach.
An African-American member of King's advocacy group agrees. Inger Eberhardt grew up in Atlanta. She says civil rights is about accepting people for something they can't change.
Civil rights was about women, getting women getting the vote, for example. You know, African-Americans being able to go against the Jim Crow laws, that sort of thing. This isn't a civil right. They're not citizens.
Eberhardt says undocumented students in Georgia pay more for college, and rightfully so. Arturo Martinez, the construction worker who wants to go to college in Georgia, he's now part of a federal lawsuit challenging limits put on undocumented students. He says people like Charles Black, the civil rights veteran, have taught him not to give up.
They fought for what they believed was right and ended up winning.
Meanwhile, some of his friends who are undocumented have left Georgia to study elsewhere in the U.S. Charles Black says it's a familiar exodus.
The brightest blacks of 2 or 3 generations ago had to go to the Northeast to get good educations in colleges and universities. Those folks could have been here in the South, making major contributions for the South. And we're continuing that same pattern of running people away who could be a major resource for the South.
For the World, Sasha Aslanian, Atlanta.
Sasha's story came to us from APM Reports, the documentary and investigative unit of American Public Media.